listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Budget airline Bonza says services are temporarily suspended as discussions are currently underway regarding the ongoing viability of the business. That comes from the CEO, Tim Jordan, as multiple flights have been cancelled this morning, including in Mackay. Aviation expert Keith Tonkin says they will have to work hard to come back from this.
I'm devastated for anyone who is planning to travel for any reason, because we know that people travel for work, they travel for family reasons, and to miss them is really upsetting for those people who are planning to travel today and probably into the future.
Bonza CEO Tim Jordan adds that they are working on a way forward that ensures there is ongoing competition in the Australian domestic aviation market. The RACQ has recorded a 25% jump in the number of insurance claims for motor vehicle collisions with animals over the last year. Chief Executive of Insurance Trent Sayers says a lot of collisions came from central Queensland, adding that drivers need to be alert, especially at dusk and dawn.
Most notably, the highest frequency we saw was in the Darling Downs, outback Queensland and central Queensland as the most predominant areas where animal collision claims occur.
Mackay's art and culture scene will be broadly displayed at this year's Wisely Wine and Food Day. Applications for market stalls close tomorrow, with organisers urging local artists to apply as Art Space's design market takes a break this year to gather funding. Event organiser Sarah Porter says there's already lots of new businesses signed up for this year's event.
The shift with the event this year in terms of how it will look and feel, and that just adds more value back into not only the event but also opportunities for artists to be showcased in our region.
And a local couple from Seaforth seeking the nomad life have decided to hit the high seas, going on a six-month adventure around the Pacific Islands. Carolyn Martin says they will join 22 other boats in a rally.
When we were going to retire, I thought, oh, we'll be grey nomads, buy a caravan. And then my husband came up with the idea of, geez, wouldn't it be nice to go boating?